The Arecibo Galaxy Environment Survey 12, Optically Dark High Clouds in the Leo the First Group, by Riss Taylor et al. Using data from the Arecibo Galaxy Environment Survey, we report the discovery of 5 high clouds in the Leo the First Group without detected optical counterparts. 3 of the clouds are found midway between M96 and M95, one is only 10 carat, from the southeast side of the well-known Leo ring, and the fifth is relatively isolated. High masses range from 2.6 times 10 to the 6 9.0 times 10 to the 6 M sun and velocity widths, W50, from 16 to 42 km per second. Although a tidal origin is the most obvious explanation, this formation mechanism faces several challenges. For the most isolated cloud, the difficulties are its distance from neighboring galaxies and the lack of any signs of disturbance in the high disks of those systems. Some of the clouds also appear to follow the Baryonic-Tele-Fisher relation between mass and velocity width for normal, stable galaxies, which is not expected if they are tidal in origin. 3 clouds are found between M96 and M95 which have no optical counterparts, but have otherwise similar properties and location to the optically detected galaxy Leg 13. While overall we favor a tidal debris scenario to explain the clouds, we cannot rule out a primordial origin. If the clouds were produced in the same event that gave rise to the Leo ring, they may provide important constraints on any model attempting to explain that structure. This was the Arecibo Galaxy Environment Survey 12, Optically Dark High Clouds in the Leo the First Group, by Riss Taylor et al.